The Media Minister, Catherine Martin, has said the government can now chart a path forward for RTE following the publication of three reports on governance and culture, on contractor fees and HR and the barter account. There is now, she said, a blueprint for going forward, and she committed to a government decision on a future funding model before the summer recess. The three reports, with their 116 recommendations, include some extraordinary revelations. The national broadcaster lost 3 years of records of its infamous barter account. Problems with the barter account were said to be hiding in plain sight. The governance report blamed weaknesses in risk management and internal controls for the crisis at the broadcaster and said these issues directly contributed to the failure to detect issues at the organisation. In its response, RTE said it welcomed the publication of the reports and accepted in principle the recommendations made. I'm joined by Sinn Féin TD Fraoláil Seachtain, Brian Stanley, Chair of the Public Accounts Committee, which of course itself inquired into RTE and delivered 21 recommendations, including bringing the broadcaster back under the remit of the Controller and Auditor General. The Minister confirmed that move and the legislation is being drafted. Brian Stanley, good morning.
Good morning.
Minister Catherine Martin said these reports now, the recommendations that they include, if implemented, they're going to deliver the radical reform within RTE that she says is necessary. Do you agree?
If they're implemented in full, I think that and implemented, that all of this has to be done quickly. We can't have a situation where the can is kicked down the road. The Public Accounts Committee reported a number of months ago, and we made 21 recommendations. And a lot of the recommendations and the findings that come out in these three reports, from what I can see of it, since it came out yesterday evening, mirror those of the Public Accounts Committee, and some new ones. But what I would say is this: is that the examination is being carried out, the diagnosis has been, they've come down on the diagnosis. The reports has so has the Public Accounts Committee. And it's now time for implementation and speedily implementation.
So are you saying then that investigations are now at an end? Or is there more that you and other TDs want to know before progressing to addressing funding? I know you talk about the implementation naturally, and RTE will be responding within 6 weeks, and they've accepted the recommendations in principle so far. But is that the end of the investigative side of this inquiry?
What I would say is that what's been highlighted over the past year, and some of this is starting to become apparent in the early months of these investigations, is the lack of processes in RTE, the disregard of processes where they did exist, complete breakdown of trust and flow of information between the management of the company and the board who are appointed to oversee it. And I think there's a big job of work here for Terence O'Rourke, the new chairman of the board and the board of RTE, because that is the ultimate authority at RTE to oversee the running of the station and the management of it, to ensure that there's good governance in place, to ensure that there's good accountability and transparency, and to ensure that practices and procedures are being followed. It's clear that that hasn't been the case over a number of years in RTE. And what we need to see is that we need to see those changes made very, very quickly, because the public at this stage would have grown weary of hearing of the various scandals, the various issues that are coming out, such as the loss of records, the complete disregard of any procedures, the poor governance, the breakdown of trust, all of those issues. The public will grow weary of this, and this depends on public support. So what we need to see now is we need to see fast implementation of these. We need to see the board taking a position of authority, ensuring that happens. And I think the key people here are Kevin Backhurst, the Director General, who came in some 10 months ago and has implemented some reforms, and turns through the new Cathaoirleach of the board of RTE, and to ensure that RTE turns around and faces in a new direction.
Okay.
And public trust is rebuilt in a speedy manner, because the issue of funding is the next issue. What I welcome very much in it is that, again, that these reports underline the need for the Controller and Auditor General to be auditing the accounts of RTE and the Public Accounts Committee, that have been directly answerable to the Public Accounts Committee. That caused us problems over the last few years, because when we invited RTE in on occasions, at times there was a reluctance to come under the old management. Not under the new management, but under the new management, we were recalled, we had to get extra powers from the Oireachtas. If this change is made in legislation, this will mean that they have to be amenable to the Public Accounts Committee. And I would say this to you.
And the Minister said, Brian Stanley, the Minister said yesterday that the legislation necessary to underpin the Controller and Auditor General coming back into this control area is in the drafting. So it's underway.
Yes, and that needs to happen. And I've been asked this question in the last 24 hours about this, that the can could be kicked down the road on this, and it may not happen until there's another government on the far side of a general election.
But Catherine Martin said yesterday, decisions before the summer recess. So we're talking about end July.
And that should happen. But what should also happen is the new funding model. And what I would say about this is that the issue of, we had a situation where RTE was under the remit of the Control and Auditor General up to the early 90s. Mm-hmm. That was a change made at that time by the then government. That was a mistake. We know now, and you know, myself and party colleagues have been saying this back from early last year, and the Public Accounts Committee, that needs to be brought back under the remit of the Control and Auditor General
if
and
we can just
Public
move,
Accounts Committee.
Move past that, Brian Stanley, that is in train, the future funding model and the decisions there. Sinn Féin has committed to a direct funding model.
Well, it's not just Sinn Féin. There was expert reports carried out on behalf of the government, and they recommended this. The problem with the funding model is that government have danced on the head of a pin on this one, and it's clear that there's disagreement between the three parties. If we listen to what all three parties in government have said over the last 9 or 10 months on this, so you know, parties in government need to make a decision on this. It needs to, again, that this needs to be done, because there is a funding crisis there. And public trust, obviously, if the measures are put in place that are outlined in these reports, and the Public Accounts Committee, which had very similar findings and recommendations, that is required to build public trust.
Do you think that all the necessary legislation and the decisions, that can all be done by the end of July? Or will it move into the last quarter of the year? Could it move into 2025?
Well, it shouldn't. The 21 recommendations that were set out by the Public Accounts Committee, we set those out back 4 months ago. So RTE management are due to report to us in June in relation to those. I understand unofficially that RTE is in a position where they may be able to do that. That's my understanding. And we need to see that report from RTE. That will mean that some of these measures are already been implemented. I hope that's the case. In relation to legislation, if you look at when we bailed out the banks, for example, we were able to stay in the Dáil till, what was it, 5 o'clock one morning to push through legislation.
Are you saying that should happen in the case of RTE?
So, well, what I'm saying is that I think, I obviously can't speak for, you know, how the parties will handle this in government and opposition. I'm just speaking as the chairperson of the Public Accounts Committee and one TD. But what I would say to you is this, where there's a will, there's a way. And I would be surprised if parties across the Dáil weren't willing to do this. And I think myself that there will be. And I think TDs in general will want to see quick implementation of these reforms. So that if the legislation is one part of it, and that's for government, the funding is for government to make its decision on. We've put forward our proposals. Mm-hmm. So has the expert body, which is saying the same thing as Sinn Féin. Right. And the management of RTE and the board of RTE, there's a big piece of work for them to do. And Terence O'Rourke and Kevin Backhurst is central
down
to this.
We've gone down that road already. So we leave it there for now. Brian Stanley, Sinn Féin TD for Laoiseach Offaly, Chair of the Public Accounts Committee. Thank you for joining us.